Hi guys, and we have officially launched the new podcast, Breaking the Mould. My name is Sentho, and in today's episode, I'll be talking to you about the last few years of my life, which have been an absolute adventure. There's been life-changing events, challenges, laughs along the way, and well, here we are now, and I'm also excited to share this new chapter with you. So where to start? And I thought really hard about this in terms of where my life really took a turn. And I think it was probably in lockdown. And I'm sure you can all relate to being closed off from the world and not being able to see friends or family. And this was really hard for me, especially since I lived by myself. But now I see this was an absolute blessing in disguise because it really gave me time and space to focus on myself and really get to grips with my core being. And I must admit, this was really uncomfortable. And I started feeling really depressed and gradually ended up having an identity crisis. I think these deep thoughts brought out frustrations because I was beginning to really question who I was, what my values were, and if I was making life choices based on my happiness or to make other people happy. I think these emotions were very overwhelming, so I decided to get therapy. Now, I would say therapy isn't for everyone, and I strongly only recommend it if you are willing to really dig deep. Be honest with yourself, but also recognise that if there is a pattern in your life that isn't working, then you need to change direction. Otherwise, something is going to give. I was lucky because I managed to find a therapist who was there to just listen, and she did well to ask me the right questions. It was really just to get me thinking and try to get to the root cause of these feelings. Having therapy really unearthed a lot of my insecurities. And I guess at the end of it, I came to realise I'd built a life where I was constantly having to meet other people's expectations and please everyone else rather than a life which was my own. And the depression was my brain shouting out, this is not the life I've chosen and I need to free my authentic self from this path. I think after these sessions, I really took some time out of my career to just get to know myself again and work out what values were important to me and shutting the noise from other people, social media, and society's expectations. I come from a big family, and if you're from a big family, you will know it's difficult not to compare yourself to everyone else. And you think, well, I must be crazy, or I must be abnormal because I'm not at the stage as my siblings are, or I'm not achieving what they're doing. And you can get so caught up in that. Having the space and time out from my life really gave me the opportunity to search for my authentic self and focus on what's important to me. After taking time off from work, I really was focused and I was determined to make decisions based on my values, my feelings and what was best for Sentho. And yes, not everyone is going to like it and not everyone is going to be supportive, but the right people will and they're the ones who will stay in your life. Following the therapy, I also came to realise that I built my walls up for a very long time, possibly due to heartbreak and also due to my upbringing. Now, my dad is a very strong, dominant figure in my life. Proactive, he gets on with things, and if you fail at one thing, you pick yourself up and you move on to the next without showing much emotion. It's a classic older generation trait that a lot of fathers have, but I think this was also built in me, and so I felt being vulnerable was weak, and I learned to put my guard up throughout my youth. I have now learned that being vulnerable is okay. It's not a weakness. In fact, it's the complete opposite. It allows you to free the weight off your shoulders and helps you build connections with people. I also think it allows people to see your authentic self and it helps other people feel that they're not alone when they're going through difficult times. So being vulnerable leads to the next change in my life, which was finding my partner, Chris. It all happened so quickly, to be honest, like a whirlwind. You know, I've been single for a very long time and I hadn't had great relationships. So I figured staying independent, having my own place and not letting many people in too close would keep me safe. Chris came into my life at the right time, after I had some time off for myself and the therapy, because I must admit, had I met him a few years ago, I might have overlooked him and even distanced myself from him. It was a night out in BL1 Birmingham, and I was at a work party, pretty drunk to be fair, and just enjoying life, when this guy came over asking for a dance. I was just not in the mood to meet someone that night, so I said I was with my friends and drunkenly walked away. And at the end of the night, when I was waiting for a taxi, he saw me and quickly ran over with determination to ask for my number. I thought to myself, this guy does not give up easily. So I gave him my number and really didn't think much of it. You know how people say love always comes to you when you least expect? I actually thought this was a load of bull, and it really used to frustrate me. But actually now, I think there was some truth in that. So we started dating and I started to fall in love with this guy. He was calm, funny, and just had this aura, which was positive, and I wanted a piece of it. I just felt I could be myself around him and tell him my darkest, deepest thoughts without judgment. There was only one thing holding me back, and that was he was separated and had children. Now, rewind a few years back, if I'd met someone like Chris, I'd be running for the hills. Massive red flag. I also came from a nuclear family in Chester. Christian parents who were brought up to love your other half until death do us part. I also had seen in movies of how divorces can affect children, so I already had these judgments instilled in me. But I think after therapy, something had changed in me. The judgmental feelings seemed to be eroded somehow. Maybe because I'd been through a lot, and perhaps because I was beginning to realise the path I'd followed for so many years hadn't brought me happiness. Yes, I'd been brought up in a nuclear family, well-to-do school, university, and I had a decent job, but there was still a hunger to find my authentic self. It made me realise there was no wrong or right way to live, and that there was a need of empathy in this world. Who are we to judge if we haven't walked the path in other people's shoes? So I took the leap of faith. All the judgments that had been instilled in me, I flushed down the toilet, and I jumped into this new world with him, and boy, did my life change. 2.5 years later, I am now living with him, and his 3 amazing, beautiful kids have embraced me and loved me as part of their family. It was more than I ever expected in this world, and every day I thank lockdown because maybe it was a chance to reset and change the path that I wanted to go down. The path I've taken, though, has not been easy. And let's be honest, most parents expect you to meet a guy who ticks all the archaic boxes. Went to uni, has no children, not separated, drives a car, has a mortgage, stability, security, reliability. But when you're a woman in your mid-30s who has their own finances, a place to live and self-sufficient, those boxes are less important. I've dated plenty of men who tick all those boxes and have actually treated me like rubbish and just couldn't make me happy. And here is a guy who actually can offer emotional support, loves me for who I am, and will be there for me in seconds if something goes wrong in my life. But he happens to have children already. It has been draining trying to explain to family members about this new path I have taken and why this dynamic works for me, but not everyone gets it or wants to approve of it, which is fine. Everyone is entitled to their beliefs. I think you have to go with your instincts, and I believe I know what's right for me. And if you know in your heart what's right and what isn't, you will live a healthier, happier life. I think everybody has their preferences, and yes, there probably are people out there who have dated someone with children and maybe it didn't end well. Maybe I got lucky, but I think going through this journey has made me realise that your body knows if the path you've chosen is right for you. I know before therapy, I was putting on weight, eating KFC every week, and during lockdown, smoking at least 10 cigarettes at the weekend, drinking during the week. However, when I met Chris and his children, I stopped smoking. I lost weight, I cut drinking during the week and progressed in my career. Now, I'm not a scientist, but that tells me that this is a pretty good path to be on, right? Now, you may think, as I'm dating someone with children, I want children of my own. But I also chosen not to have children. And this is something which had been difficult to announce to the world. It almost feels like you're announcing you have some incurable disease. I love children and I adore Chris's children, but that doesn't mean I want children myself. I think it's something I always knew I wasn't going to do. I was never maternal when I was younger. And to this day, I've never woken up thinking I desperately want children or been excited by the idea. I think I was just more focused on my education, going to university and progressing in my career. I also felt having children would deter me from this. Now, I was born in Sierra Leone, one of the poorest countries in the world. And having children in your teen years was pretty normal. My mum, who's from Sierra Leone, moved with my dad when I was only one to have a better life in England. So maybe subconsciously I'm thinking, if all those girls back in Sierra Leone can't have those opportunities, I need to bloody make sure I take advantage of these opportunities. I feel in some way I'm waving the banner for those little girls who are married off at such a young age. Yes, I've got Sierra Leonean heritage and I'm proud of that, but I was one of the lucky ones who was brought to England, which embraces equal opportunities, and I'll make sure I make the most of that. It's not been easy telling people about not having children, especially the older generation. I had an awkward experience when I was round a dinner table with my folks and their friends, and it was a typical conversation about grandchildren, marriage and houses. And I spoke about my life and I bravely announced that I'd chosen not to have children. And you could hear a pin drop. I didn't think they knew what to say. And well, as you can imagine, someone changed the conversation. You usually get silences and odd looks as if you come from another planet. It's really sad because we're in an era where women have so many more opportunities and are free to do what they want with their bodies. And if a woman doesn't want to have children, there's still that stigma attached. I suppose it's nobody's fault. If your parents believed this was the right path to take and their parents believed it, well, you're going to think like your parents and so on. But I truly want to make decisions in my life which are true to my soul. And yes, it might not fit the mould, but at the end of the day, who else are you living for? I do believe more women are choosing to opt out not having children, or having children later on in life. I'm hoping in 10 years' time, these sort of conversations will become the norm and it'll be less uncomfortable to announce not having children to your family. I do feel there's also pressure from parents. I mean, I get it. As a parent, time's ticking and you don't exactly want to be a grandparent at 80 and you want to see the family line continue. But I was never put on this earth to have children and I certainly didn't sign a contract with my maker to agree that I would bear children in this world. We all have our own dreams and aspirations. And if some women believe having children is their dream, that's beautiful and I respect that. But my dream was building a career, making it to the top and finding someone who would support that and love me for me. So let's move on to marriage. Some of you are probably thinking, well, I found this special guy. Surely you should be bending down on one knee and proposing. Because let's be honest, it's what most people expect you to do. And had you asked me 10 years ago, I probably would have thought the same. But I've watched countless people get married and seen their marriages end and witnessed some even stay in marriages despite being extremely unhappy. I believe this archaic institution no longer serves us the way it needed to be 100 years ago. I believe marriage should be a choice and it works for some people and for others it doesn't. I also believe a piece of paper doesn't secure a long-lasting relationship. You make that choice to be with somebody through the good and the bad times, but having a piece of paper and vows doesn't guarantee it will last forever. It's the individuals in the marriage that make it work. And a lot of people ask me if I'll ever get married, and I tell them my relationship with Chris works well, and marriage will be the icing on the cake, but I can live with or without it. What matters to me is finding someone who loves me for me. We both have mutual respect for each other and approach each other with understanding and compassion. I feel safe and secure with Chris, and that's all that matters. I don't need to prove this to the world. This podcast was set up to embrace our different values, beliefs, and that there's no such thing as the right path in life. Your path is your own, and I respect and applaud those who take the path for themselves. Yes, it will be bumpy and tough, but I always think if our ancestors can ride against the tide and make changes which were against society's expectations, then surely we ourselves can also ride against it and create new paths, new values, and allow people to be who they want to be without judgment. In this series, I'll be creating a safe space to allow friends and family to talk about their life changes, the trials and tribulations they have faced, and how taking on a new path has allowed them to be their authentic self. So until next time, you've been listening to Breaking the Mold with Sentho. Stay true, guys.